弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，感谢你的恩典怜悯，你今天又聚集你的儿女在你的殿中来敬拜。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Once again, you gathered all your children today here to worship you.
主，你教导我们，主，你是主那地上的光，世上的光。
Our Lord, you taught us that you are the light of the world.
主，你来到世上就是为了拯救我们这些在黑暗中的人。
You came to deliver those of us who are in darkness.
主，让我们不继续在黑暗中，而我们能够进入光明。
So that we are no longer in darkness and entered into light.
天父，就求主你让我们每个你的儿女能够向着主你的光直跑。
May all of your children be like the light.
主，我们可以在世上做你美好的见证。
So that we can give a good testimony for you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么有一位美国牧师呢，应邀呢去中国大陆呢，一个家庭教会讲道服事。
There was a American pastor who was invited to preach in a Chinese family church.
那么他在中国大陆的家庭教会的几天中呢，亲身经历和感受到了中国家庭教会受到的逼迫。
When he was there, he personally experienced the persecution the family churches that has suffered.
但是他同时也看到了中国家庭教会的复兴。
He also see how the family church in China are so prosperous.
那么在他完成事工返回美国的时候，
When he was returning back to the United States,
那么教会的一位弟兄呢，送他到机场。
There was one brother took him to the airport.
那么临别的时候呢，这位美国牧师问这位弟兄，
As they were parting, and he asked this brother,
他说，我们应当为你们祷告什么？
What should we pray for?
他满以为这位弟兄会说为我们少受逼迫，或者为我们能够自由聚会而祷告。
He thought he may ask him to pray for less persecution and have freedom to get together.
但是使这位牧师惊讶的，这位弟兄没有这样讲。
But I was surprised he didn't say that.
他说，他却是说，求主帮助我们常有感恩的心。
He asked him to pray for them that Lord may keep them have often the hearts of thankfulness.
那为我们在逼迫中继续大胆传福音，继续忠心主的道而祷告。
So pray for our being bold and be faithful to God's words.
那我们其实在生活中也常常会遇到难处。
We'll also meet difficulties in our lives.
那我们遇到难处时，经常就是常常会埋怨。
When we are getting trouble, we'll complain.
那我们最经常的祷告可能就是说，求主把我们的难处快快的拿走。
So we may pray, ask God to remove all the troubles.
我们很少有人说求告说，求主给我力量和信心，让我们在经历难处时学习忍耐，学习靠主恩典走出困境。
So not many people would pray that God would give them the strength and patience so they can endure the troubles.
那么从今天的信息中我们可以看到，
From today's message we can see.
那门徒呢，在受到犹太教领袖的逼迫的时候，他们没有埋怨。
So the disciples did not complain when they were suffering persecution from the Jewish leaders.
没有求主说把这些逼迫拿走。
They did not ask to have those persecution be removed.
他们而是同心合一赞美神。
So they would pray together and praise the Lord.
求主赐下能力恩惠，让他们能够大胆传讲主的道。
So may the Lord give them the grace and the gift so they may boldly proclaim the gospel.
那我们今天想从两个方面来分享这段经文。
So we're going to share with you two different perspectives of this passage.
那么前面就是那么第一方面是门徒他们同心合一的祷告。
So the first is the disciples that prayed to God with one accord.
那么这是二十三到三十一节。
This is verse 23 to 31.
那么第二部分，我们看一下神听他们的回应，而彰显他的大能和恩惠。
So the second is God manifested His great power and the great grace.
我们先来看第一点，就是神。那么门徒呢，同心合一的祷告。
So we'll see how the disciples prayed with one accord.
那我们先看呢，第二十三节到二十四节，他这样讲，他说：“二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合一的高声向神说：‘主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。’”
Verse 23 and 24. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voice together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and the seas and everything in them, who brought through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit.
那么门徒被释放后了，他们首先是到了会友那里。
After their release, they went to the church members.
那么把祭司长和长老说的话呢，和他们分享。
And shared what the priests and elders told them.
也就是恐吓他们，不准奉主耶稣基督的名传主的道。
They have been threatened not to proclaim the name of Jesus.
那么不准他们传救赎的福音。
They are not supposed to proclaim the gospel of salvation.
那么这里呢，主啊这个词呢，那么它在希腊语的圣经中，它就是掌管一切的主。
So the word of Lord here in the original Greek word means the one who controls all.
那么他们听了神的话呢，不但没有被吓倒，反而同心合意的赞美神的创造和他统管世界的主权。
So after they heard the words from the Lord, they were not threatened, and they were together prayed for the sovereignty of the Lord.
那么他们深深地知道，他们所信靠的这位神，耶稣基督，他大过一切，他超乎万有。
So they truly know that God, the Lord that they believed in, is greater than all.
那么他们接着呢，赞美神的救恩。
So they continued to praise the salvation of God.
那么在二十五节到二十六节，他在讲，他说：“你曾借着圣灵，托你的仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。”
So they quoted, saying that through the mouth of our father David, your servant.You said that why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings and the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord.
那么这两节经文呢，它是引用从诗篇的第二章第一节第二章第一节到第二节引用的。
So this came from the Psalms.
那么神呢，是借着大卫的口所说的话。其实在耶稣基督的身上呢，得到了应验。
So what God spoke through David was fulfilled in Jesus.
那么这里的主呢，就是指我们的父神。
The Lord here is God the Father.
那么受膏者知道，他就是希腊语的基督的意思。
The anointed is the Greek word for Christ.
那么也就是神的儿子，拯救世人的救主。
So he is the Son of God who saved the world.
那么这两节经文呢，同时也告诉我们，就是圣经乃是神的话语。
Basically, it tells us the Bible is the word of God.
那么是人在圣灵的引导下，把神要讲的话写下来。
So people wrote the word under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么圣经的真正的作者其实就是神自己。
So the true author of the Bible is God Himself.
那么剩下提摩太后书三章十六到十七节，他这样告诉我们，他说圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、读者、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全， 预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16-17 All scriptures is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in the righteousness that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
所以神赐下他的话语的目的，那是为了教训我们这些世人，来督责我们，来归向他，来行各样的善事。
So the reason that God passed on the words is to teach us, to reprove us, and to train us.
那么神因为爱世人，那么舍弃了他的儿子耶稣基督。
Because God so loved the world, he has given up his only son.
差遣他呢，来到世上传讲神的道。
So send him to the world to proclaim the way of God.
但是呢，受犹太人和外邦人的抵挡和逼迫。
Because they were resisted and persecuted by the Jews.
那么耶稣基督呢，最后被他们杀害。
So and finally they killed Jesus Christ.
那么在约翰福音的三章十六十七节，那么这里更告诉我们，他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that's
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是叫世人因他得救。
That's John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
那么主耶稣呢，是因着完全顺服父神，他愿意舍弃他的生命。
The Lord Jesus, being completely obedient to the Father, he is willing to give up his life.
那么为所有信他的人死在了十字架上。
So that whoever believed him and he died for them.
成就了父神他的救赎计划。
And fulfilled the redemption plan of the Father.
那么其实下面的两节经文，就是二十七、二十八节呢，是在解释诗篇的第二节，第二章第二节。
So the verse 27 and 28.Is how they explain that verse in the Psalms.
那么这些主的信徒，他们认识到呢，在主耶稣被钉十字架这些事上呢，犹太人和外邦人都有责任。
They realize that before Jesus came, and all the Gentiles is also responsible.
那么切色的其中切色的君王有希律王。
They involve the king. The name of the king is Herod.
那么这些臣长呢，有罗马巡抚本丢比拉多。
So and also the Roman governor Pontius Pilate.
那么有罗马兵丁，也有犹太的百姓。
So there are Jewish people and the Roman soldiers.
那么从表面上看来，是他们一起密谋杀害了主耶稣。
On the surface, they consult together to kill Jesus.
然而本质的原因却是。这一切的发生不是人阴谋的得逞。
But the real reason is not because the people's deceiving plan.
而是神早已预定的旨意。
This is God's eternal decree.
是神救赎计划中的一部分。
It's part of God's redemption plan.
那么这个旨意呢，其实在约翰福音的十九章十到十一节，那么说的也是非常明白。
So this was talked about in John 19 verse 10-11.
那么这里说，比拉多说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？”耶稣回答说：“若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。”所以把我交给你的那个人罪更重了。
Verse 10. So Pilate said to him, You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you? Jesus answered him, You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin.
所以这里我们看到，比拉多本来以为他有权柄可以杀杀主耶稣。
Pilate thought that he had authority to kill Jesus.
而主耶稣告诉他，如果不是神的许可，他办不到这些事情。
But Jesus told him, unless God gave permission, he could not do it.
那么这里让我们看到呢，凡事都是出于神主权的旨意和神的掌管。
So here we can see all things are because of God's sovereignty.
就甚至连神的儿子都被无辜的杀害，也不例外。
Also, the innocent son of God was killed is the same.
那么因着神的主权和旨意和他无限的大能。
Because of his sovereignty and his omnipotence.
那么他为世界所命定的计划，他必然会成就。
So whatever he has decreed for the world will be fulfilled.
那么神的主权和人的责任总是同时并存的。
So God's sovereignty and people's responsibility coexist.
所以就密谋杀害主耶稣的人，虽然他们的行为行动与神的最终目的是相符的。
Even those who killed Jesus, their action is consistent with God's plan.
但是他们仍然是在行恶，他们需要为他们的行为要负完全的责任。
But they are evil in their deeds. They have to be totally responsible.
那么这些受逼迫的初期教会的信徒。
So how about those disciples who were persecuted?
所以他们应当明白无限的神无限的主权和他在创世之前就命定的救赎计划。
Even they understand God's sovereignty and His plan to save the world.
所以他们就是在祷告中把他们的难处和需要诚实的告诉神。
So they present their difficulties to God in their prayer.
那么求主赐他们能力和恩惠。
Ask God to give them the strength and the wisdom.
那么在二十九节，那么二十到二十九和三十节，他这样说：他们恐吓我们，要现在求主监察，一面叫你仆人大发胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因在你仆人耶稣的名行出来。
So verse 29 and 30. And now, Lord.Look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of our holy servant Jesus.
那么逼迫呢，它是有各种的形式，恐吓就是其中的一种。
So threat is only one form of persecution.
那么这些犹太的领袖呢，可能是在威胁门徒，如果他们继续奉主耶稣基督的名来传讲，那么使人信，传讲这个只有信耶稣才能得救的福音。
So the Jewish leaders may be threatening the disciples they should not continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus.
如果他们继续这样做，就会可能面临更严重的后果。
If they continue to do so, they may face greater consequences.
那么面对这些逼迫呢，那么信徒们求主有三件事情。
When they're facing the persecution, the disciples ask for three things.
那么第一就是求主来监察。
So first, they ask the Lord to examine.
那么意思就是求主来多多的留意他们可能会对主的信徒的伤害。
So that.The Lord may pay attention to how the disciples might be hurt.
那么旧约中神的百姓呢，在危难中也有类似的祷告。
So in the Old Testament, there are such similar prayers.
那我们知道，当亚述王围控耶路撒冷的时候，那么犹大王西西家也有这样的祷告。
So when the king of Assyria, when they are attacking Israel,The king Hezekiah had a similar prayer.
那么在以赛亚书的三十七章十七节前半部分，那么西西家这样祷告，他说：“耶和华，求你侧耳而听；耶和华，求你睁眼而看。”
So in Isaiah 37, verse 17, the first half it says, "Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear; open your eyes, O Lord, and see."
所以这里不是说这些门徒，不是说神的百姓不相信神。
This does not mean the disciples do not believe in the Lord.
那是更证明他们相信的，他们这位神是又真又活的神。
It just proves the Lord they believe in is true and living.
知道他随时在听他儿女的祷告。
So he is always hearing the prayers of his children.
那么信徒们的第二个祈求是求神赐给他们勇敢的心。
So the second request is give them the courage.
那么不被这些仇敌的恐吓所吓倒。
They won't be fearful of the threats.
而要更大胆地传讲唯有信耶稣基督才能得救的福音。
So they can be bold in proclaiming only believing in Jesus is the way to save.
那么他们第三个请求是求神的大能是疾病得医治。
So the third is asking the Lord to manifest His strength in healing the disease.
那么是神迹奇事呢，因着主耶稣基督的名能就彰显在世人的面前。
And also they wish the wonders, well, through Jesus can be manifested.
那么信徒的这些祷告并不是想使这些仇敌一下子就被消灭。
The disciples did not pray that all these people, their enemies, shall be eliminated.
而是告诉我们他们知道这些事情必定会发生。
And they knew all these things shall happen.
因为主耶稣就是因为传神国的道告诉犹太人他就是他们盼望的基督弥赛亚而受到逼迫最后致死。
So Jesus told the Jewish people he was the Messiah they've been expecting and that caused him to be killed.
那么他们现在传讲的和主耶稣传讲的是完全一样的真理。
So they are proclaiming the same truth as Jesus.
所以他们知道必然会受到逼迫。
So they know that they will be persecuted.
所以他们就一起祷告是为了求神的力量。
So they pray together to seek the strength from God.
那么好让他们不要在逼迫中，好让他们在逼迫中呢，继续传讲真道，继续持守主的真道。
So that they can continue to proclaim the gospel and hold fast unto the truth during persecution.
那么他们同时也知道呢，奉主耶稣基督的名治好疾病和行神迹奇事。
They also know that to perform miracles and wonders, but in the name of Jesus,
可以在众人面前见证神的大能。
Can testify God's great power in among the people.
因此，他们求神呢，继续呢，让这些工作继续来成就。
So they ask God continue to let those things to happen.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们也在为教会的复兴同心合一祷告。
We are also praying for the revival of the church.
那我们教会的复兴既有神的主权，也有我们每位弟兄姐妹的责任。
So in the revival of a church, it depends on the sovereignty of God and also the responsibility of the members of the church.
那么我们祷告神用他自己的方法来复兴他的教会。
In our prayer, we ask God revive the church by his own way.
我们同时也求神赐我们爱主爱教会的心。
Also ask the Lord give us the heart that would love the church and love the Lord.
彼此相爱的心。
So and also love one another.
那么神已经赐给我们教会这个属灵的家。
And also could give us this spiritual home.
那我们能为这个家做些什么呢？
What can we do for this church?
我能为教会的复兴常常祷告吗？
Can I pray? Do I pray often for the revival of the church?
那么我们再来看一下信徒同心合一的祷告他们带来了什么果效。
Well, let's see, what are the effects of their prayer?
那么神是怎么样回应他们的祷告的？
How did God respond to their prayer?
那么神从三个方面，那么回应了信徒同心合一的祷告。
So the Lord responded in three different ways.
那么这里我们看到第一，那么他们就是大地开始震动。
So the ground was shaken.
那么在31节他这儿说 那么祷告完了，聚会的地方就震动。
31, and when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken.
那么大地的震动呢，是旧约中神显现的特征之一。
The shaking of the earth is one of the things in the Old Testament to prove God's presence.
那么在诗篇的114篇的第七节，他这样说，他说大地啊，你因见主的面，就是雅各神的面，便要震动。
So in Psalm 114 verse 7 it says, Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob.
所以呢，地的震动表明神与他的同在。
So the shaking of the earth tells us God is with them.
听了他们的祷告，及时向他们回应。
Heard their prayer and respond to them immediately.
那么神的地，神的回应的第二个方面呢，就是门徒被圣灵充满，发胆讲道，为主耶稣做见证。
So the second response is the disciples proclaim God's words with boldness.
那么31节后面说，他说他们就被圣灵充满，发胆讲论神的道。
Also in verse 31 says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and the rulers were gathered together.
33节前半部分他说使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活。
Verse 33 and with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection.
那么被圣灵充满了是神亲自在人身上的工作。
To be filledWith the Spirit is God's work on us.
能使我们人呢完全服在圣灵的掌管之下。
So that we can obey under the control of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够行我们往常所行不出来的事情。
So we can do the things normally we could not do.
那么他们没有被犹太领袖的恐吓吓倒。
They were not frightened by the threats.
反而更大胆地继续来传讲主耶稣过去所传讲的道。
So they continued to proclaim the words that Jesus proclaimed boldly.
更勇敢地为主耶稣做见证。
They continued to give testimony courageously.
那么神回应他们的祷告的第三个方面是能够让圣徒有这样的恩典，能够彼此分享他们的财物。
The third response is that the disciples can share their possessions with each other.
那么门徒同心合一，密切共同的生活。
So the disciples can live together in harmony.
那么这种相交伴随着使徒的传道。
So this kind of a fellowship is the way that the disciples are proclaiming.
那么因着神所赐他们的恩惠。因着神给他们的恩惠
，because the grace given by God，
那么门徒不但讲道有能力，而且也能够把自己的财物和其他的信徒分享。
Not only they can boldly proclaim their gospel, they can also share their possessions.
那么人人呢，不比自己的财物那么为己有。
So they do not consider their possessions as their own.
他们随时乐意为整体所用。
They're willing to share with the whole body.
因为他们明白，他们所有的一切都是属于神的。
Because they understand that all they have belong to God.
那么若信徒中有需要帮助的，那些有能力的信徒呢，就会帮助他们。
So whoever has need, they'll help them.
所以他们的方法就是把钱呢交在使徒的，交给使徒来给他们分配。
So they just put their money into the hands of the apostles, and they can distribute.
所以呢，这个说明呢，就是说这些个人的东西呢，仍然其实归他们自己所有。
So in another word, what you have is still belong to you.
那么到了需要的时候呢，才卖了和众人分享。
When it's needed, they can be sold and be shared.
那么这其实就像我们教会的爱心奉献。
This is like our offering for the what we call the goodness.
那么弟兄姐妹的爱心奉献给教会。
When you make such offering for the church.
而教会把这些奉献呢分配给那些需要的弟兄姐妹。
And church distributed to those who are in need.
那么这里呢，他以巴拿巴作为一个事例。
So they give an example of Barnabas.
那么这儿说呢，巴拿巴呢，本来呢他是住在塞浦路斯的一个人。
So he is from Cyprus.
那么塞浦路斯呢是距耶路撒冷西北部呢大约200英里的一个小岛。
It's about a 200 miles and small island northwest of Jerusalem.
那么他呢愿意把自己的田产卖掉，那么走了这么远的距离，带着他卖这个地得来的钱，愿意跟这些门徒一起过这样的生活。
So he's willing to sold his property, carry the money, and for the distance.To Jerusalem.
那么他真正的知道，他所有的一切其实是属于神的，不是属于他自己的。
So he truly understands all he has belongs to the Lord.
所以他愿意来到这里跟门徒一起生活，愿意跟门徒一起来分享。
So he's willing to come and share with the disciples.
其实呢，我们人的本性呢都是自私的。
As our nature, we're selfish.
那么我们愿意把自己的财物和他人分享，其实这是神赐给我们极为宝贵的恩惠。
So the willingness to share our possessions with others is a grace from God.
那么因为我们凭我们自己是做不到这一步的。
By our own, we cannot do it.
那么在哥林多后书八章一到二节，那么保罗这样的来鼓励这个哥林多的这些信徒，他说：“弟兄们。”我把神赐给马其顿教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐觉的厚恩。
This is how Paul encouraged Corinthians in the 2 Corinthians chapter 8. He says, We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of GodThat has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part.
所以我们能够把我们的东西跟别人分享。
The reason we can share our things with others.
我们能够甘心乐意的奉献。
We are willing to offer willingly.
我们真的要把恩典归给神。
We have to give grace.
因为我们真正的有这样的心，乃是神赐给我们的非常宝贵的恩典。
This is that what God has given us.
那么对比人本性的自私。
Because of our nature being selfish,
神的本性却是良善。
But God's nature is good.
所以呢，他要求信他的人也当竭力来行善。
Therefore, whoever believes in him should do their best in good works.
人能行善，如此行，那是神赐我们生命的一个重要体现。
So this is an important part of the life given us from God.
所以也是神给我们的一个大的恩典。
It's a grace from God as well.
那么在加拉太书的六章九到十节，那么保罗也这样教导加拉太人，说我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，说像信徒一家的人更当这样。
So in Galatians, Paul encouraged them, and let us not grow weary of doing good.For in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以这里面其实保罗也在告诉神的儿女们，我们要爱世人。
This is what Paul telling God's children, we should love the world.
那么神的儿女之间呢，更应当彼此相爱，彼此扶持。
Even more so among God's children.
那我们回顾今天的信息。
Looking back today's passage.
那么初期教会的信徒呢，因着外在的逼迫，他们同心合意的祷告。
So the church, the believers of the early church, because of persecution, They got together, they prayed for one accord.
他们诚恳地呼求主的帮助。
They earnestly called out to the Lord.
那么主就回应他们的祷告，赐他们能力和恩典。
So God responded to their prayer, gave them the strength and the grace.
那么使他们更大胆地传讲福音。
So they can proclaim boldly.
那么信徒间呢，在日常生活上也彼此扶持，就像一家人一样在一起生活。
So the disciples can live together just like one family.
那我们现在呢，虽然没有像他们这样的逼迫
，even though we are not suffering persecution，
但是呢，我们却缺乏初期教会信徒爱人爱主的心。
But we don't have the kind of love they have.For the Lord and for people.
也缺乏他们那样传福音的热情。
We also do not have the enthusiasm in our missions work.
所以我们也需要神，我们也需要同心合意的来恳求神。
We should also pray in one accord.
那么求神的圣灵在我们每个弟兄姐妹的心中来工作。
May God's Spirit work in each one of us.
来让我们警醒，来感动我们。来越做主工
so can move us willingly to do the good works of the Lord.
那么在上个星期五呢，我们一起欣赏了这个青少年的辅导 Nolan 弟兄给我们带领孩子们的这个以颂扬神的良善为主题的这个活动。
So last Friday night, we all have enjoyed the presentation by the youth as led by our brother Nolan.
那么这次活动的内容让我们看到神的良善。
From this presentation, we see the goodness of the Lord.
看到神给我们的恩惠。
We can also see the grace from God.
他更激励我们爱神和爱人的心。
It also stir up the heart of us to love people and love God.
能够使我们的心意更新而变化。
So that we may be renewed.
能够从恨到爱。
From a hate into love.
从高傲到谦卑。
From pride into humility.
能够从自私贪婪到无私奉献。
From selfishness into selfless.
他也可以因他的良善呢，能让我们从恐惧压抑能够到轻松喜乐。
So we can also change from fear into joy.
他也更能够使一个无神论者能够成为一个神的儿女。
So you can change an atheist into a child of God.
那么这次的活动呢，也让我们看到神对我们祷告的回应。
From this, we can see the response from God to our prayer.
那我们看到神的大能和恩惠，使更多的孩子来加入我们教会的活动。
We can see because of God's work, that many children.Joined our church's work.
所以我们也当同心合一的来恒切的祷告。
So we should also pray earnestly.
那么求神为我们开传福音的门。
So ask the Lord to open the door of mission for us.
能够感动我们每位弟兄姐妹，我们不以福音为耻。
So that we can be moved, and we are not ashamed of the gospel.
让我们向那些还没有信主的人热心的来传讲。耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音
So we can proclaim Jesus Christ, Him crucified.
使人们因着基督的爱能够被吸引到教会
So that because of His love, attract people to the church.
能够和我们一起来建立我们这个属灵的家
So we can establish this spiritual home.
来我们祷告
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you.
感谢你的全知全能，感谢你的奇异的恩典。
We thank you, your omnipotent and your omniscient.
主是你的怜悯恩典，你把我们这些本该灭亡的人拯救出来。
Because of your grace and mercy, you have delivered us.
主，你让我们不要徒受你的恩典。
Teach us not to enjoy your grace in vain.
主，你让我们行事为人与我们蒙召蒙恩的恩典相称。
So that we would have a deed and a life that worthy of being saved.
让我们能够做主你的美好的见证。
So we can give a good testimony for you.
让我们大胆 勇敢地去传主你的福音。
So we may boldly proclaim your gospel.
能够更多更多的世上的灵魂听到福音。
So that more souls may hear the gospel.
得到拯救。
And be saved.
能够来到主你的教会中来认识更多的认识主。
May join your church to know you even more.
一同来建造主你的身体。
And to work together in establishing your body.
一同在主你的爱中一起来建立。
So they can build together in your love.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm.